And now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining the show today. Today we are live. It is Monday, March 30th. Hey, we only got 2 days left in March, and
we're about to begin again.
He's starting over, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to call us anywhere, toll-free in North America with a question, 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. And anywhere in the world, 011. You're on a boat now. You have nothing else to do, and you're out there abandoned in the ocean. Pick up your cellular phone. I'm sorry, your satellite phone, and dial 011-847-470-0937, and we'll tell you how to sue the company that stranded you there. All right, let's get right back to what we were talking about. Oh, this is a great one. This woman, you don't have to tell me where it is, but she used a fake ID to get breast implants and liposuction, and now she's running around with someone else's stuff.
Well, that's what it is. The police say the woman used, I guess, a stolen credit card.
Oh, okay.
They are seeking this woman who they said used a false identity to get breast implants and liposuction.
So she looks like a million bucks.
Then she skipped town.
Oh.
But it's somebody else's million bucks.
That's right.
And Huntington Beach Police, which, as you know,
it's California.
Yes, the land of fruits and nuts, said Monday that a 30-year-old woman opened a line of credit on someone else's name in September 2008 and had the procedures worth more than $12,000.
That's reasonable.
Performed at the Pacific Center for Plastic Surgery. Now, the employee said she never returned for a follow-up visit. Now, this is very important.
Okay.
That she returned, because when they do these implants, sometimes
yes.
one could be bigger than the other.
So they got to put a little
more
air in there.
They make an adjustment. They got to, yeah, absolutely. They got to make it like the two German doctors that do it.
Right.
I think that one's a little high. No, yours is a little low. Straighten them out, get them together and everything, but all right. She took somebody else's credit card and didn't. Of course, that's a crime. And she faces charges of commercial burglary, only commercial, grand theft, and identity theft. Well, what about the breasts? Whose do they belong to?
They belong to the woman who had the card.
If the lady who had the credit card,
right.
she owns those breasts, but they're attached to somebody else walking around with her breasts.
The only thing those surgeons could do, and they're both from Germany,
right.
und they can't.
That's right. Straight now, the breast. Otto, you got the breast. That was.
Won't we do the liposuction?
This is a true story.
Oh,
folks.
My goodness.
It has come to me. By the way, our investigative team is out.
They are. Crash Dugenhausen is covering this one personally because they were German. They were German surgeons.
Right.
And Dugenhausen jumped right on the case.
Right.
He said, I got to cover this sports thing and the Final Four. Und! I'll cover this one.
Und he did. But
anyway.
Guggenhausen, he'd love to cover those. You know what I mean.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he's single. He's single.
He is.
Yeah, he's single. All right. Now, the ABA, the American Bar Association, it has been determined they have been found biased against conservative judges versus liberal judges in their, now what do a little survey and then
they
make recommendations?
That's right. They assess the federal judges, and traditionally presidents in making appointments to the court, the federal courts, particularly the courts of appeal, that is the United States Court of Appeal for the various circuits, turn to the ABA for their rating.
Okay.
Regarding these potential judicial nominees, and they have found a survey was made, and they strangely found that President Bush probably might be correct in that they did determine that conservative groups have determined that what conservative groups have contended is correct, that the ratings are biased against potential conservative nominees.
All right.
Political scientist Richard Vining of the University of Georgia, Amy Steigervort of the Georgia State University, I think she might have had something to do with them. And Susan Smeltzer, an Emory University doctoral candidate, made this survey, and he went all the way back and checked every application for federal judgeships from 1985 to 2008. Now, that's 23 years.
That's a good study.
Regardless of whether they were confirmed or had a confirmation hearing or whatever, and they determined that there was a bias in favor of liberal judges and in favor of those nominated by Democratic presidents.
Now, there you go.
President Bush ceased the process, stopped the process of sending nominees' names to the American Bar Association
for their recommendation.
For their recommendation or their ratings based on that very premise. And everybody said, well, the premise is wrong. Well, it turns out the premise is right, but that's not conclusive. It is, I mean, the ABA does, I must, in all fairness, and the survey found this, they do try to find evidence to determine their prior experience as judges on a lower court, state court judges, whatever, their abilities, whether they were professors or have great professional qualifications as well.
So they try to use objective standards.
They try. But there is little doubt. There seems to be some kind of an ingrown thing there. Now, ingrown toenail is good.
Right.
That is pro-conservative. Now, I remember years and years ago when the American Bar Association was so conservative. My God, they had to wear a boiled shirt. And everything. And now, very frankly, it's changed. And they are much more left than they are right.
Right, left wing.
And
almost.
I think that should be straightened out. I think they really ought to get out of the public issue business and stick to the lawyering business and doing, you know, discussing issues that are pertinent to the practice of law. And so forth. Not to get into whether abortion is good or bad, whether it is, because they have taken up those issues, and they really should not.
All
That's
right.
a general issue, not necessarily no more the purview of lawyers than it is of barbers or shoemakers or dentists or anything like that.
All right, well, let's see how that goes.
That's how I'm going to say.
But that's a pretty interesting report, and that'll be out for anybody to read. You can pick that up on the websites, and you can read all about it.
Right.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court will consider an anti-Hillary Clinton movie. Wait, here's the theme song from the movie.
Well, the thing is this, the Supreme Court this is an unusual case. They are considering a movie which is, no question, anti-Hillary, and it was made by a particular conservative group called Citizens United, and it was made within the very short time of the election. I don't really know how soon before the election it was made, but there are some restrictions on political stuff before an election, immediately before election. And the question is whether this was political or whether it was just a movie protected by the First Amendment to the United States Constitution relating to free speech. The court seemed pretty divided on the thing, and the problem is that if it's political and it's intended to be a campaign piece, then it violates the campaign finance law. That's the, I guess it's called the McCain-Feingold Act.
Right.
But in any event, that's the question. Is it a political thing? It's a 90-minute documentary, and it's called Hillary the Movie. And, it was released to movie theaters and for store sales on DVD.
Yep, and it stars
the court originally
Sylvester Stallone.
It was the Rambo. It's Hillary against Rambo.
It's Hillary with Rambo,
and she gives him a rap. You won't believe how Rambo flies. The court ruled the movie clearly was intended to influence people to vote against Clinton. This is the lower court, and thus was covered by the campaign finance law's ban on the airing of ads or electioneering communications right before an election. So it's turned out now that the liberals are against free speech. They say the liberals say the movie was a form of advocacy designed to sway voters and thus was covered by the law which prohibits such a thing.
All right.
The conservative justices believe that it's a matter of free speech.
Right.
And Justice Roberts asked the hypothetical question of whether the government under law could ban a book critical of support of a political candidate because it came out right before an election.
Well, but their books come out right before elections all the time.
Well, they do, but the question is, this is a new question being, and the court has it.
How long will they take to answer this
Justice
question?
Justice Stephen Breyer, who's on the more liberal side of the court, says, well, it's not a musical comedy. Justice
stars Hillary. How could it be a musical comedy?
It's a musical tragedy. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's also on the liberal side of the court, says, if that isn't an appeal to voters, I can't imagine what is. But
thank you, Ruth.
But thank you, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But the attorney arguing for the conservative group, you know, said that this was participation. That said, that participation in the political process is, after all, fundamental guarantee of the Constitution's fundamentally guarantees that under the First Amendment. And Justice Antonin Scalia seemed concerned about the law violating the free speech rights. Well, it's very, very interesting.
It is interesting.
And I guess it's whose ox is gored, because I remember when the Supreme Court in 1964 issued the decision on Sullivan against the New York Times, which was clearly a kind of a defamation case, and gave all kinds of protections to free speech.
To the New York Times.
Call it to the New York Times. You can call anybody an SOB. You can call them whatever you want, provided he's in a public, he's running for public office, he's a public official, or something like that. So we're now revisiting a very important thing. I think the laws of libel and slander should apply. That defamation should. Now, whether this thing should,
That's
sure.
really defamatory.
That's right.
You have
It's not defamatory. It's a question. Well, it's not a question of it being. They're not taking it up there on the basis of its defamation. They're taking it up because it is political and violates the rules against political propaganda. Right before an election.
I agree, but I still maintain she can't sing.
What do you agree?
She can't sing.
Nah, she
it's
don't.
A bad movie. Yeah. It'll probably not get. An you know, Academy Award.
Well, when the musical version comes out, we'll know.
Right. Well, folks, if you're waiting for the musical version, you'll have to wait a little bit longer because it's now time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. I don't know. Staccato plays that. I think it's the theme song from Magnum P.I.
Could be.
Well, all right. Let's see what we got going here. Hey, rapper T.I., your old buddy T.I., he's given a one-year sentence and a $100,000 fine on weapons charges, but people are saying they went soft on it.
That's right. They really do. T.I. is a rapper, and, you know, he actually has about the same level of intelligence as most rappers, that of a retarded amoeba. But in any event, what he did was he tried to buy a stash of machine guns and silencers. He said to protect himself because his best friend was killed.
From an army.
Well, I want to tell you, if you're a rapper, most of your best friends are going to get killed.
We have very high regard for rappers.
Well, he went to buy the cash, and he decided to buy it from an undercover agent.
Well, you get better products that
way. And that's right. And he was arrested, and his bodyguards brokered the deal.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to report to prison sometime after May 19th, but he only got a year. He got a fine. He got probation. He's done 1,000 hours of community service and owes about 500 more hours, which he's willing to do. But a lot of people say, since this sentence should carry at least 4 years in prison,
that's the recommendation,
and could bring up to 10 years, why, under the guidelines, is he all of a sudden only getting a year?
Because
he's a rapper. He's T.I.
He's T.I.
He's T.I.
I was going to say the judge likes his music.
T.I.
She doesn't want him wrapped away for too long.
That's right.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Oh, Kobe Bryant. Let's move to the world of sports.
Yeah,
Kobe Bryant's housekeeper is filing a lawsuit because she claims she was harassed and treated poorly.
Kobe Bryant's housekeeper is filing a lawsuit against Kobe and his wife, Vanessa. And it's because they harassed and humiliated Ms. Jimenez.
Jimenez.
I don't know how you, what her first name, Maria Jimenez.
Okay.
And she said they ordered her to put her hand in a container of dog waste to receive the price tag of a blouse that Vanessa wanted to return
to retrieve
store.
It. You mean to retrieve it?
The tag,
okay.
That price
yep,
tag,
yep.
So she could return
That's
her
disgusting.
Blouse to the store, which I think if the store got a tag full of,
yep.
you know, dog waste, it's not going to take the blouse back that easy. But there are other things. I mean, Jimenez was fired, wasn't fired. But she said she quit because of what we call a constructive discharge. It was so intolerable
that she had to leave.
That she had to leave. Right. They called her this. They said she was lazy and she was slow, dumb, a liar, cursed. She cursed her and everything. And they abused her and they didn't provide health insurance, what she was promised. So she's suing Kobe and Vanessa Bryant. And we'll see what happens.
All right, we'll follow the case and get back to you. The last one in Arrogance of the Rich and Famous, of course, is a New York State senator
yes.
who pleads not guilty to assaulting his girlfriend with a broken bottle.
That's right. This guy, Hiram Montserrat,
okay.
is a Democratic senator from a state senator from Queens.
Queens.
And let me say, folks, if you're in the New York State Legislature, the Brennan Institute of New York University Law School has determined that the New York State Legislature is, without equal, the most dysfunctional, the worst of any legislature. That includes the Congress, which is sort of a comedy act.
Right.
And all of them of other states. And this fellow, Hiram Montserrat, also a member, very distinguished senator,
yes.
took a broken glass and slashed his girlfriend.
Beautiful.
So he's now been indicted on several counts, and he faces 7 years in prison if convicted of this most serious charges yeah. of second-degree assault.
I think he
so,
should.
So, Hiram, you're in trouble,
yeah,
baby.
I think he should get 10 years in Leavenworth.
But he can't go to Leavenworth. It's a state offense. Leavenworth's a federal
court. Oh, all right, okay.
He'll go to Sing Sing.
Oh, Sing Sing's good.
Sing Sing.
Or
Attica.
I still live
near
Sing Sing. Yeah, I still live. It's in Ossining, New York.
I know exactly.
Of course you know it, because you spent time
right there.
Right. All right. Well, don't you spend any time there. I don't recommend it. The food is actually mediocre. So is this program, now that I think about it.
Well,
you're listening
to... trying
to
get a new caterer over there.
And we're trying to find more talents, but we're not doing well. Anyway, hang with us. We're coming right back with your questions and your answers. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them right here live on TalkZone.com.
BrownsWorldTravel.com is the premier internet travel destination, offering you the best travel values for all your travel needs. Not only can you book the basics in travel, such as flights, rental cars, and hotels, but think of us when you're planning a cruise. A complete vacation package, registering for your honeymoon, or searching for those last-minute travel deals. Unlike the other online booking sites, BronzeWorldTravel.com does not compromise customer service. Backed by a team of seasoned travel professionals and a nationally rated agency, at BronzeWorldTravel.com there is always someone available to answer your questions. We have so many great travel deals that you'll make us your first choice when it comes to travel. Visit BronzeWorldTravel.com today and discover the best values in travel. That's B-R-O-N-Z-E WorldTravel.com. BronzeWorldTravel.com, where we celebrate life through travel.
Every hour of every day, an American is diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. MS typically strikes between the ages of 16 and 50 when people are building careers and raising families. Today, there is no known cause or cure for MS. To learn more about this unpredictable disease, to volunteer, or to make a contribution to this important mission, please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. You can make a difference by helping us stop this devastating disease. Please call 1-800-FIGHT-MS. Fight MS today. Thank you.
If you're looking for world-class website hosting at a fair price, Pear Networks is your best choice. Whether you're a professional web designer or a beginner just getting your site online, Pear Networks has a web hosting plan that's right for you. Log on and learn more at Pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com. Pear Networks. World-class web hosting at a fair price. Visit us at Pear.com. Pear Networks.
Streaming 24-7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth.